The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Good afternoon. Welcome to America's Web Radio with Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark. I'm telling you, today, you know, every day you always wonder why you're waking up every morning. And today, I'm just going to ask all of my listeners to put their shirts, put their pants, put their skirts and their blouses on backwards. Because that's the way this country is going. This country is going backwards. Backwards to the time when you didn't have gas stoves, when you had to cook on log fires, when you didn't have dishwashers, when you had no electric. It's one of those things that we seem to be striving towards as a Marxist republic. You know, you always wonder, what is the function of government? And I want to hit on that first in my opening statement here. What's the function of government? The most basic function of government is to keep a country organized, to keep a country together. Remember when we started this country, 13 little states, we broke away from the great British Empire? Why did we do that? Tyrannical government, I believe, was the first response. Unlike other wars, this was a war to form a country, a great democratic republic, where the people would govern themselves by representative government, a representative government of the people. And here's the question. When the government doesn't represent the people, do you still have a democratic republic? And the answer is, quite frankly, no. Only under this particular administration has there been such a degradation of the American society, the morals, the ethics, the truth. You know, for 4 years I heard about our President Donald Trump, who was a Russian agent, who colluded with Russia. And then we had the January 6th, the lynch mob, which, by the way, everyone thinks was bipartisan. Which part of that was bipartisan? Did they tell you that they switched out the members that the Republicans had chosen because they didn't want any cross-examination of any of the witnesses? And did they also tell you that 2 terabytes of data from that lynch mob hearings disappeared? No, they forgot to tell you that. Why? Because the liberals in this country, my fellow American jurors, they control the media. They control what you listen to. They control what you receive. They control what you read. They control what you see online. But there's a cog. There's a cog that fell out of that wheel. And that cog is called X. And the other thing is, the second cog is America's Web Radio. Because we don't follow the rest of the pack. We lead the pack. We will give you what you need. And you make your own decision. And I'm going to start out, just briefly hit it, because you've heard it from different media outlets all over the place. Well, actually, those of you who listen to MSNBC, CNN, Communist News Network, and some of the other lamestream media, you never heard Donald Trump's speech, and you never heard what he said. You just heard a characterization of what he said. And that's what they want. They do not want you making up your own mind. They don't want you knowing what's really going on. They will tell you what's going on and listen to them because they're the media. And I've gone over this on prior shows. The media, when this country was set up, was the watchdog of the government, not the lapdog of the government. They were to question the government, not to abide by what the DNC tells them to do, not to abide by what the White House tells them to do. And when that happens, when your media fails and your government is failing, you have the chaos. You have the problem. Day to day. There was once a famous statement during a presidential race that was said. And it is, are you better off today than you were 3 years ago? Or in a year, it'll be 4 years ago. And everyone needs to answer themselves that question. Can you afford a house today? Can you afford your car payments today? Can you afford to live today? Have you gone and paid $9 for eggs instead of $2 for a dozen eggs? Have you gone to go fill up your car Yes, it's coming down, but it's still double what it was. So when you tell me it's dropping, that's great. But don't tell me how great of a job you're doing until you get back to where you started. Inflation didn't stop, folks. It didn't stop. They tell you that. Bidenomics, remember? Bidenomics. That's the state of America, Bidenomics. Well, that is the state of America. Interest rates are through the roof. Costs of everything is through the roof. Most things have gone up on the whole anywhere between 17 and 27%, and some things even higher. Like gas. Gas was nearly double. So what do we do as Americans? Do we as Americans decide what we want to do? This is America. Do we run this country, or does the government run this country? What I suggest to you is that you pay attention this election cycle, because the truth seems to be nowhere to be found. It seems to be nothing that any of these ads and nothing that all of these giant pundits are saying is anywhere near close to the truth. For instance, this week in Iowa, okay, Trump pulled out a victory over Nikki Haley. He won Iowa, and he also won New Hampshire this week, right? Actually, it was a couple weeks ago, Iowa, and then this week, New Hampshire. But that hasn't happened since 1996, they're saying. But why when you hear this conversation on the lamestream media, why is it that they tell you that Trump didn't do so well? Why is it that he didn't make it? Because 50% of the people, it wasn't 50% of the people. He won by double digits, but that's not the point. The point I'm making here is that what did they tell you? They told you he didn't do so well, when that's not the reality. The reality is he won both of them. And no, quite frankly, the Republican primary should not be over. And I've heard something reported about the fact that they wanted that to be over and declare Trump the de facto nominee. And you know what? No, that's not America. That's what the Democrats did to Bernie Sanders. That's what the Democrats did for Hillary Clinton. That's what the Democrats did for every other opponent of anyone who they chose. Are the Republicans going to do the same thing? No, because they're spineless. They're not going to do that. But that's another question. But the reality is it shouldn't happen. That shouldn't happen. So he wins. And listen, Governor Haley, she spent $100 million in advertising to win. She did well. I give her that. But she lost. When you give a speech like that she gave as if she had won, I think you do a disservice to your own voters. You know, a congratulatory speech to Donald Trump, but to let her voters know that we need to work harder, to let her people know that we need to work harder. And if you want to be the nominee, that's what you have to do, right? But you know what? It goes back to the same thing in my opening argument, is this country's going backwards. It's not, and stop, people, Republicans especially, because Democrats, I really don't care what you say anymore, because the truth hasn't touched your lips in 3 years. But Republicans, who maybe have a chance of telling some truth, stop calling immigration just that. It is not. It is illegal immigration. Republicans are going to be branded as being against immigration, which is not what they are. But yet they get in their own standing way. They can't get out of their own way, I should say. And they're known for shooting themselves in the head and the foot just before elections. And what is going on in this country? For Pete's sake, get some reality check here. Illegal immigration is not immigration. It is an invasion. You don't like that word? It's what's happening. Okay. And why is that an important word? Yes, our immigration system is broken. It's been broken for decades. That's correct. But illegal immigration is out of control. And that system was broken by Biden. But no one's held accountable for anything in this country. Until we begin, ladies and gentlemen of my American jury, until we begin to hold our officials accountable for their culpable conduct, and until we start holding our officials culpable for their lying to us and for them telling us that the border is secure when in fact the border is not secure. Quite frankly, folks, this country's sunk. It's like the Titanic going to the bottom. And that's my opening statement. So what we have here is, so Trump wins, Haley loses, but you know what? Trump has to stay out of the fray. That's my advice to you. President Trump or former President Trump, hopefully next President Trump, you have to stay on issue. Stop attacking each other, both of you. To Nikki Haley and to Donald Trump, my advice to you as an American is stop attacking each other and start going after the real culprit. Make sure that he is culpable for his responsible behavior, his intentions of what he's doing to America. And make sure you hold each and every member of his administration responsible for their conduct. Because if you don't do it, you will lose this election. This election will be a nail biter, they're saying. This election should be a landslide. It should not even be close. But yet the Republicans are the worst messaging system I have ever seen. They need to hire an agency. They need to hire someone who can get them on message. Because they have no coherent message. And they're so busy fighting each other and not forming a front like the Democrats. The Democrats are like a wedge. They just keep plowing ahead. Whether it's true, not true, doesn't matter. But they all have the same message. They all have the same talking points. They all say the same thing. It's like listen to parakeets and listen to parrots. You put a bunch of parrots in a room, they'll repeat the same thing all over again and again and again and again. And they think that they are accomplishing what they set out to do, which is to produce dumb Americans listening to their narrative. Don't listen to what you see. It reminds me of going back to the BLM riots when you had that idiot on CNN standing in front of a burning, an entire block of Georgia on fire. And he said it's a mostly peaceful riot. No, it's a mostly peaceful protest. He didn't use that word riot because that would encompass what was going on in reality. And that's what they didn't want you to hear. So here's my question. I went to the physician, the doctors, and I used my health insurance this week. And I found out that for every time you go to the insurance and you go to a doctor, not only do you have your copay, but you have this little sneaky thing called a deductible. And what's that deductible? That's kind of the gravy on the train. So you got to go spend roughly $1,000 or $1,500 before they have to pay anything. That is great. That's a great system, right? So what I went to find out is how much do the illegal invaders, when they go to the hospitals, how much do they pay? What's their deductible? What is their copay? And much to my chagrin, I found out that, guess what? They don't have a copay. They don't have a deductible. They get free health care. They get free housing, free food, and free tickets on airlines. And well, no, technically.
And not only that, Mark, but here's one that'll rake you, is that not only are the illegals getting free health care, but the government is taking it away from the veterans and giving it to people that only deserve to be shot. Not let into this country.
It's something where it's, and I'm going to get into it later on in the show, about the standoff now between America, the government, and America, the people. And the problem I have here is if America had covered everybody for health insurance, and nobody had to pay for health insurance, and you could go get any kind of health insurance you want, whatever operation you need, no deductibles, no copays. We got everybody covered, right? The concept, right? So that happens, right? And then you have some extra money. Okay, you know what? You want to cover other people, that's fine. Why are veterans waiting 6 months for treatment? Why are Americans put on waiting lists for treatment? Why are Americans paying thousands of dollars before an insurance company that they pay into has to pay? We'll pick it up right after this, and I'll tell you right after the break. Stand by.
Attention veterans, America's Web Radio has a contest just for you. We are giving away an AR-15 style weapon to a lucky veteran. If you are a veteran or active duty, you can enter for a chance to win by submitting an entry form at americaswebradio.com/giveaway. That's americaswebradio.com/giveaway. Please read the official rules for more information. Good luck, and thank you for listening.
Attention veterans with PTSD. If you can't sleep at night, listen to A Veteran's Place, hosted by Dr. Don Moeller, at 10 a.m., every Thursday, for your answer to sleeping, here on Veteran Station, owned by a vet, with shows just for vets. americaswebradio.com.
Attention veterans, America's Web Radio has a contest just for you. We are giving away an AR-15 style weapon to a lucky veteran. If you are a veteran or active duty, you can enter for a chance to win by submitting an entry form at americaswebradio.com/giveaway. That's americaswebradio.com/giveaway. Please read the official rules for more information. Good luck, and thank you for listening.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the americasbroadcastnetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And we're back. Welcome to Bite of Reality again for our second block with Martha Shark. So right before the break, why is it that everybody is getting everything for free except for the Americans that live here, right? The citizens. Because after all, there was a benefit to people waiting 5 and 6 years to become citizens in this country, wasn't there? You were a proud citizen. You had to learn about America. Probably more than most Americans learn today in the liberal education and the progressive education they're getting in school. And you have to know something about the culture, something about the morals, something about the ethics. It's kind of the societal glue that we always talk about. What made America so successful? Because it had the societal ideals and the ethics and the morals, hard work, meritocracy, getting ahead, not by giving it to somebody, but by earning it. You earned your way in America. And what did that produce? One of the richest countries on the face of the earth. We didn't have a lot of oil, but wait a second, we do. But we're not drilling for it. Oh, that's right. And I believe we just cut off a gas supply. Why not just give Putin some money? Oh, we have a question.
Yeah, we obviously have the oil. And as you know, I've got some interest in it. And as I recall, your president lowered our reserve, and I can assure you it has not been filled back up. Why do you have some silly thing like a reserve oil supply? And then after you've reduced it down to nothing, you don't fill it back up. When you've got plenty of oil that could be pumped right into the reserve.
Well, the bottom line is that we all know why. Well, they didn't tell you, but I can tell you why he released all that oil from the reserves to artificially lower the price prior to his election. Because had it gone beyond the craziness, okay, why? Because that midterm election was important, so he had to reduce the price, remember? That coming up, we got to make sure the price is low. So he took all of that oil out. That is a strategic reserve for a reason. That is in case of an emergency. Now, what type of an emergency? Oh, I don't know. War? An EMP from China? A crazy Chinese balloon going overhead? Maybe a North Korean missile? You never know, right? But we don't have that now. And has he filled it up? No, he hasn't done that. Why not? That's a great question. Maybe you should ask him. Oh, wait. You can't ask him any questions. He's called the lid on it already. This guy is, you know, they used to have that cartoon, Where in the World is Waldo? And you used to have to try to find Waldo in the cartoon. Well, this is Joe Biden at the White House. You can't find the guy. But you got to go back to my original statement is all of this stuff for illegal invaders is not free, folks. You are paying for it. Does the Veterans Administration need a couple $1 billion? Oh, I don't know. Maybe. I'm sure we could do something with that for the veterans that gave their lives and their limbs for this country to protect it, to protect the idiots who are now running it. Well, this country's gone completely goo-goo It's nuts. This is simply dumb ideas on top of dumb ideas. We don't need photo ID for aliens to fly around America. Yet I got to spill out my water or my soda before I get on a plane. We don't know who these people are. We don't know what kind of diseases they may have. And by the way, there's a lot of childhood diseases that we eradicated years ago that are showing up in our schools now. And why is that? Because they have to go to school because it's an American law. Well, we only choose to abide by some of the American laws, and I'll get into that in a little bit. Why is that? So the taxpayers' dime is flying everybody around. This is the Biden administration travel agency. Where's your border czar? Where is your border czar? And did you see there was a sign that said by one of the metal detectors that I believe it was reported by, I think it was a Dave Rubin, who took a picture of a sign. And it said that they do not have to show ID as they go through the metal detectors. On the pre-check TSA line, by the way. You know, I had to pay, what was that, $85 or $100, get photos, fingerprints. But these people, we don't even know who they are. We're flying them all over the country. This is a wild thing. But this is not an aberration of this government right now. This is par for the course. This is what's going on. Let me give you another example. Okay, how government is out of control. The Fani Willis, the corrupted prosecution of Donald Trump, is exposed, finally. You know, I hate to say it and I hate to admit it because, listen, as I said last week, Donald Trump is annoying, he's abrasive, I don't like the way he speaks, but his policies are working for America. And every time he said that it was a conspiracy and it was a bogus charge, he was right. He was 100% right. And again, here it is. You have White House counsel meets with Nathan Wade, Fani Willis's romantic partner, so they say. Again, I wasn't there, but this is what everybody is reporting. Who she paid over $600,000 of you Georgia taxpayers' money. That's right. You paid for Fani Willis and her trips around the world with her boyfriend. But the most interesting part of that I found is that this guy billed for 2 8-hour meetings at the White House. Wow. What could possibly go wrong here? Was there any coordination? Had they ever spoken to Fani Willis's office? Remember, she dodged that question when she was asked it directly. Now we know why. Because the coordination is blatant. It is a massacre of facts and figures. And they don't care what the truth is. They want Trump out. Now, I'll give you the other hypothesis I have. If Trump's not running, none of this ever happens. None of it. They don't chase him down in Georgia. David Weiss, who I'll get to, doesn't come after him. What did they do to Joe Biden about his Corvette documents? You ever hear anything about that? The special counsel there? Oh, that's right. The ones that gave him a heads up when they were coming to search his Rehoboth Beach house. How does a guy who's in public service acquire millions and millions of dollars of property? Oh, that's right. The Biden administration game. So that must be the lottery, the Biden lottery. So what they did is, this is laughable. There was no coordination. This is what they call a miscarriage of justice, folks. It's a miscarriage of justice. But you know what? The Department of Injustice, why are they not investigating this already? Why are they not all over this? This is the most bizarro world I've ever seen. And then we go to the global chaos under Biden. This is what you voted for? This is what you wanted? This is, they claim the adults were coming back into the room. Well, you know what? Bring the kids back in then, because they were doing a great job. You know, sometimes as an adult, I sit here and I go, what had gone wrong? What had gone wrong in this country? And what we did is we let this country go because we figured they would never do that. Well, they're doing it right now. And now here's the other one. David Weiss on the other end of this, by the way, who was, as far as I'm concerned, he's an illegally appointed independent counsel. Okay, because special prosecutors cannot be appointed, according to the laws themselves, from inside the Department of Justice. So how does David Weiss get to do that? Because they don't pay attention to the laws. They don't pay attention to immigration law. Why would they pay attention to that? So now they're getting into what's called presidential immunity. And here's the thing. I don't think there should be presidential immunity. I'm taking the opposite side. You know what? You want to charge a president for things he does? Let's destroy the presidency right now. Let's get rid of it. Why don't we get rid of the entire government? We'll have anarchy, right? Anarchy. It should be anarchy. We'll get Arnie to run it. Anarchy is the absence of law, right? So we now have an anarchist government. That's exactly what they're doing. The insanity, the Looney Tunes are running the show. They're thinking of charging President Trump with acts during the presidency. That wouldn't take us to the third world. This would take us to the fourth world. We'd no longer even have a country that would exist. There'd be nothing left to fight about. It would be done. It's almost over now, but it would be completely done. So this week, technically last week, another two dead Navy SEALs. Okay. Again, dead military personnel. Where? In the Middle East. Why? I don't have a clue. Because they're the idiots in charge. So we have to basically ignore a problem, and then it becomes a bigger problem. And then what happens? So U.S. Navy SEAL Special Warfare Operator Second Class Nathan Gage Ingram, 27, was declared dead this week. He and another SEAL, Special Warfare Operator First Class Christopher J. Chambers, 37, he also, they say, missing. Okay, they haven't found him. He's dead. Okay, rough seas, based on the reports of the U.S. defense officials, who, quite frankly, I don't trust them at all. The SEALs were trying to board a small boat in the middle of the night in rough seas. One of them fell off, and the other one dove in after him. And now they can't find them. It disappeared in the darkness. Well, if we are going to be in the Middle East, then let's change our plot. Let's change our plan. The Houthi rebels, right? They're the Houthi rebels. Who they get their stuff from? You know what? We're going to take a short break, and I'll tell you right after this. Stand by.
Are you a veteran of Desert Shield or Desert Storm? We do a show for you every Monday at 1 p.m. on veteran-owned AmericasWebRadio.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Mike Karuchak. Have you ever wondered what doctors talk about amongst themselves? If you do, join us on the Doctor's Lounge and hear the doctors' conversations amongst themselves. Join me and my co-host, Dr. Hal Schertz, every Thursday morning, 8 to 9 a.m.
Attention veterans, America's Web Radio has a contest just for you. We are giving away an AR-15-style weapon to a lucky veteran. If you are a veteran or active duty, you can enter for a chance to win by submitting an entry form at americaswebradio.com/giveaway. That's americaswebradio.com/giveaway. Please read the official rules for more information. Good luck, and thank you for listening.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the americasbroadcastnetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And we're back with Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark. So right before the break, I was going to tell you about the two Navy SEALs, additional military personnel that we've lost because of idiots. Because of idiots running the military. Maybe we should start focusing on lethality instead of diversity and inclusion and equity in the military. The place where you want the meritocracy to win. But that's another day, another story. So here's what we have. They want to talk about a president being held accountable, and he doesn't have presidential immunity for acts he takes during the presidency. I 100% agree with that. Because you know what? The feckless idiot in the White House, the White House widget, okay, who cannot respond to his own questions in his head other than what flavor ice cream he wants. The reality is the indifference. I agree. Presidents should be held accountable for what they do in office after they get out of office. And here's what I want to happen. Biden should be charged for 13 dead Marines murdered in Afghanistan and the two Navy SEALs in the latest loss in the chaotic Middle East. And you know what? Let's tally up the deaths from all of the illegal aliens under the Biden administration that have killed American citizens. And let's charge them with those deaths as well. Okay? So you want to talk about presidential immunity? Let's talk. Let's talk. Yeah, exactly. You know, how much can we talk about it? The illegal aliens in this country are killing American citizens. They raped and killed a daughter of a woman who testified before Congress the other day. And what are we doing? What are we doing? We're not doing anything. We're walking away from it because you know what? We're normalized. They talk about normalizing. What is it? Carville is his name. The guy with the bald head looks like a giant. Yeah, I'll just say a giant thing. He says we're normalizing Donald Trump. Well, let me tell you something. We've normalized idiots. And now we need Trump. We need Trump to fix the idiots. Okay. Cause when you have a military and it's not the military, it's the military leadership. Our military is fine. Our military is phenomenal. We're the best in the world. But when you have morons leading it, we can't shoot. We can't do anything. We can't respond. How many of our soldiers do we have to lose before we respond in like kind? Why are we not striking at the heart of the problem? Why are we flicking their ear? Do you think Iran cares if we killed five Houthis? They don't give a rat's butt. Who are we kidding? But this is the same administration that didn't understand the word deterrence. It's a simple word. They didn't understand it in Russia. They haven't understood it since they got into office at all. Zero. But that doesn't matter, right? It doesn't matter because no one's going to hold them responsible. That's what I told you about before, is the watchdog is gone. It's now the lapdog. When the lapdog is here, there is no culpable responsibility for anybody. Who would sign up for the military today? Who thinks under Joe Biden that the military is better? Who's going to defend this country? You know, it goes back to the main point is there's no truth anymore in this country. No one's held culpable. No one's held liable for the disaster and the surrender in Afghanistan. Who was held responsible? Who was fired? Who was demoted? Nobody. Because nobody was responsible. That's the mantra of the Democratic National Committee. That's the Democratic of the Joe Biden administration. Jake Sullivan goes out before the Middle East explodes, before October 7th and the massacre and the terrorist attack. And he says, it's so under control, I don't even have to go there. I don't have to be there in months. It's the fact that they don't see things in front of their faces. John Tapper from Bar Rescue once said this. He said, if you don't see things in front of your face, you will never fix the things that are there. And that's what's going on right now. There's no truth anymore. There's no seeing the truth because they don't want you to see the truth. They don't want you to hear Donald Trump's words. Why? Because they can characterize him as a racist, as a xenophobe, as a misogynist. That's what they want to do. So why is this allowed? MSNBC, this moron, Rachel Maddow. Are you kidding me? She wouldn't even listen to the speech. She said, because it's our obligation to give you the truth and not the lies. Well, hold on there, cowgirl. Okay? With your giant head and your small brain. What did you do for 4 years when you ran around yelling Russia collusion? Was that the truth? Oh, wait, that's right. That was a lie as well. Did you ever say, hey, by the way, did you ever hear, in fact, any ultra left leaning liberal media outlet say, we made a mistake, we're sorry? No, because again, no culpable conduct. Anything that comes out of their mouths, nothing. No corrections, nothing. Nothing at all. It's okay. And Kamala can go bail out the rest of the BLM rioters. So when we stop holding people responsible and stop holding them responsible for their own culpable conduct, this is the disaster that occurs. And I'll tell you another thing is I heard something disturbing this week that a woman who was on trial for killing her boyfriend, she claimed was in a cannabis-induced coma. Stabbed him 108 times, it was reported. And she got convicted and got probation. 2 years probation for murdering somebody in a self-induced drug coma. How about if I take one of my DWI clients in with that defense? How long do you think he'd do in jail if he killed three people in a car, killed one person in a car? Yeah, he'd be going to jail. Why? Because it's not a liberal policy, alcohol, right? So here's another thing. Look what they're doing to Daniel Penny in New York City. That absurd Alvin Bragg. He's prosecuting Daniel Penny as what? For what? For defending people on a subway train? Why? Because it fits the liberal narrative, okay? It pins person against person, and that's what happens. So I want to get in, because I know time is short. Well, it's not short, but it's getting shorter before we get into this. This week, the Supreme Court, we all know back and forth that what's going on at the southern border. There is no border. And I think I heard Biden finally admit somewhere along the lines this week in one of his more lucid moments, or maybe a mistake, that the border is not secure. And Mayorkas, he will never admit that it's a critical mistake. It's an error. It's a catastrophe. He uses the, it's a challenge. That's the new word. So let's redefine that word in Webster's also. Okay. It's no longer an emergency. It's no longer a crisis. It's a challenge. So no crises anymore. That's it. Nope. It's all done. It's only a challenge. So here's the problem I have. So these moronic people on these mainstream media come out and they say, this is the deal. Texas is going against the federal government and putting people in jeopardy. Well, the whole thing about the drowning of the migrants was turned around. And by the way, that's like Whipgate, whatever that was. Remember when they claimed that they were whipping the migrants? And all of a sudden, all of the people, the race mongers, came out of the woodwork. Well, that turned out to be bogus also. Well, guess what? Guess what? The Border Patrol didn't even arrive by the time these people had drowned. They didn't arrive until an hour after they were drowned. And no one could have gotten to them because they were on the Mexican side and the Mexican authorities were dealing with it. So that whole garbage was spewed out of the mouths of these people this week. Again, to make what? To make a crisis. Whoa, it's a challenge, not a crisis. That's right, I forgot. So now the Supreme Court steps in because now Texas has said, listen, you are out of control. The federal government has lost their mind. We are sustaining hundreds of millions of dollars in damages. Our ranches are being destroyed. Our hospitals are going out of business. Our schools are overloaded. Our municipalities can no longer handle the influx of 300,000 people a month. There are almost 9.5 million people who have come into this country that we know of, that have been given the get-out-of-jail-free card by the Biden administration, and probably another million that have come in there undetected, because there's no border. You can call it anything you want, but that is no border. A border is a separation between two areas of land. That's a border. When you go to the supermarket, you have a better border with that little piece of plastic than we have at our southern border. That's the truth. But what did they do? In a 5-4 decision this week, on Monday, January 22nd, they issued a decision, and they wrote, here's their giant decision, all of these giant justices, okay? The application to vacate the injunction presented to Justice Alito and by him referred to the court is granted. The December 19th, 2023 order of the United States Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit case, blah, 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 is vacated. Justice Thomas, Justice Alito, Justice Gorsuch and Justice Kavanaugh would deny the application to vacate. So those were the four justices that would deny it. But Roberts and Amy Koenig Barrett went the other way. Why is it, and I said this last week also, I said, why is it always that we get these alleged conservative justices who turn liberal on the bench? Is that something in the water in Washington? It's the degradation of sanity. Here is, normally the presidency, the executive branch, is responsible for border control, immigration. That's their sole, you know, that's their sole control. No one else has control of that, except in a case of when they vacate that, when they don't do anything, when they walk away from their sworn solemn obligation. And by the way, wasn't there something like a swearing-in ceremony at the beginning of Biden's administration where he said, I swear to uphold the Constitution? Did I not get that, or did I get that wrong? Well, he didn't swear off, because I thought he definitely swore off. But here's the funny part, is they're submitting documents and arguing that they have an obligation to pursue this, and they have an obligation to control the border, They're not controlling the border. They're not. They have walked away from the border, and they're literally helping. They're a travel agency. They are a travel agency. So I was looking at this, and they're giving it the statutory authorities under the doctrine of field preemption, which is the United States are the states are precluded from regulating conduct in a field that Congress, acting within its proper authority, has determined must be regulated by its exclusive governance. But what happens when they walk away from that? Well, there's an interesting scenario there, right? When the government fails to do that, what happens? Well, let me give you a little bit of knowledge here from Bite of Reality. They want a border deal? I wouldn't give them anything. Democrats and Republicans want a border deal. Are you kidding me? How first get the border under control? Then we'll talk about immigration. So here it is. Constitution. I know that pesky document keeps coming up, like for the Second Amendment, First Amendment, things like that. Well, here we go. Okay. Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3 of the United States Constitution. Clause 3 acts requiring consent of Congress. No state shall, without the consent of Congress, lay any duty of tonnage, keep troops or ships of war at time of peace, or enter into any agreement or compact with another state or with a foreign power or engage in war unless actually invaded or in such imminent danger as will not admit of delay. Okay, pay attention. Unless actually invaded or in such imminent danger as will not admit delay. There it is, folks. Black and white, the Constitution, that pesky little document, blowing the Biden administration out of the wall. Okay? Why? You know, they keep yelling. And here's the thing. Stop letting them yell about they need more money. They need more money for the border. They need adequate resources. No. They are not going to protect the border. They are going to quicken the administration of the stupidity of letting illegal invasions into this country on a quicker basis so they can turn over the entire country to some people who we have no idea what their morals are, what their ethics are, what their cohesive society values are. Nothing. So what are they in essence going to do? They're going to destroy. And I know, listen, I sound very Trumpian right now, but it's the reality. The reason that America was so successful is because we had a ethical adhesion. And what do I mean by that? Not that we all came from the same background, but we all had the same ideals. We all had a value of life. We all had help your neighbors. Okay? We all looked out for each other. You don't have that in other societies. You don't have that on these unvetted people coming in across the border. Okay? And listen, my legal opinion based on that clause that I read before, okay? Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3, is that certainly, without a doubt, okay, they have the constitutional right to protect themselves because the government has walked away. The federal government is derelict in its duty. And quite frankly, the entire Biden administration is derelict in their duty. They failed miserably at protecting the United States. And here's another scoop of knowledge for you guys. Okay? We're headed for a new civil war. Except it's not between the North and the South. It's between the government and its people. You know, I'm pretty sure that's why we left the British Empire. But you know what? We need to remember something. We, the people, control the government. If it's the other way around, might as well join Cuba. Might as well join Russia. Might as well join China. You step out of line, the government does what it's doing to Trump. It's exactly what's going on right now. You step out of line, they're doing exactly what they're doing to Daniel Petty in New York City. And a whole host of others. Yeah, Peter Navarro just got sentenced to 4 months in jail. Well, Hunter Biden ignored the subpoena. It was the DOJ prosecution. Never happen. Will never happen. And here's where you have the real key. John Kirby, who's slickety slick. Okay, he's Joe Slick. He was asked the question, do we or do we not have a southern border? It took him 4 to 5 seconds to formulate an answer in his head before he came out and said, of course we have a border. Because he didn't want to get in trouble with his boss, Biden. He didn't want to get in trouble with the powers that are running the government, which we don't know of because it's not Biden. So he had to think, and he is slick as can be. He is the most competent orator that I have seen in a long time. And for 4 to 5 seconds to go by, with him formulating an answer tells me right then and there, he knows He knows, but he can't say. But here's another important issue that we're not going to address again, is who's paying for all this? Texas. Hundreds of millions of dollars they are expending. And you know what? And you got to give DeSantis and Abbott credit, because they made every state in this country a border state now. They brought what they were experiencing for the last 3 years under Biden, the crisis under Biden that he created, man-made, one man created, well, one signature. We don't know who actually told him to sign it. But now it's everywhere. And now people are seeing, because the media shut their mouths. The media, there was only one network, I think, Fox, was that covered it. Other than that, nobody covered it. You never heard about the border. You never heard about the disaster. You never heard about the millions of people pouring in. But this is a debacle for the Biden administration right now. What are they going to do? Because Governor Abbott, I believe, this morning told them, no, we're not relinquishing the park. We're not taking down the Constantino wire. And now what are you going to see on television? Are you going to see federal troops opposing National Guard in Texas? Opposing law enforcement in this country? Is that what we're getting under the Biden administration? Is this the calm and the unity that we've found that we were promised at the beginning of this administration? Where's that unity concept when you're attacking your own states? There is no unity. It's out of control.
Mark.
Because that was never the plan.
Mark, if I can, I'd like to put something into perspective. If you're, and I, you know, I'm from Texas and I still have a lot of friends in Texas and friends that own ranches close to the border. What, as a kid, you used to watch Westerns, I'm sure. What did it mean when you looked up and there were buzzards flying around?
It means you were on your deathbed. You're on your way out.
And right now, ranchers close to the border are getting up in the morning, walking out their door, and there are buzzards flying around. And it's not because they're dead cattle. It's because there are bodies out there that have died, and they have to do something with them to get them off their ranch.
And now, who's responsible for that? They're going to send who? They're going to send the National Guard? Yeah, and Texas is going to pay for that? Yeah, of course, right? Here we go again. Who's eating the cost? Texas.
Texas. And the ranchers, because Texas can only handle so much of it. And if you're a landowner, you own a ranch, how long do you want a body rotting on your ranch? So in many cases, I've had friends that will call the local coroner and pay for them to come pick up the body and dispose of it.
It's the bizarrest thing I've ever seen as to why no one's ever given me an answer from any administration that's been there, any administration personnel that's been there for 3 years as to why they are opening the border. Because their goal is, and Kamala said the quiet part out loud the other day, Cackling Kamala came right out and she said, once we get them all in here, we're going to encourage them to come in and then we're going to give them a path to citizenship. Hello.
And how many, you know, you were talking about an inventory of how many have died. You left out the fentanyl. And how many kids?
Oh, that's almost 100,000 Americans were killed by fentanyl so far.
That's incredible.
I mean, that to me is, if some other nation killed 100,000 people of America, we're not even annoyed by that at the Biden administration. We don't even care.
We've been
attacked. It's like, oh, okay.
You tell me that's not being attacked by a foreign country.
It certainly would seem so in the reality world, but in the Biden world, that's nothing. Look at what's going on in the Middle East. Jump back there for a second. They've been shooting at our ships. We have now commerce that's not going through there because it's too dangerous. And we have hundreds of millions of dollars of expenses each and every day. And the only thing that our soldiers are doing and our SEALs and everybody else are dying, getting head injuries, getting shot up. We're not even shooting the people who are giving them the missiles. Why? Because it's a dumb administration. It's an out-of-control administration, okay? If this was, you know, a little food for thought here, because now the government is arguing that Texas must follow the Constitution. There you go. So the executive branch is the sole arbiter of the policy of immigration, correct? That's the premise that we're starting with. But what do you do when the government walks away from that? This is exactly what you do. You have to do it yourself, and I gave you the clause before. Why? So here's some other interesting concepts, because now the Biden administration is saying that you must obey the Constitution, and you must obey what it says. Okay, well, let me ask you this. And now they're saying, well, now the Supreme Court says you have to get the Constantine Award out of there. No, that's not what they said. They said you can't put any up, or you have to take it down. No, they said the government was allowed to cut it down. Governor Abbott's going to put it right back up if they cut it. I personally think that the confrontation should take place, because when it comes push come to shove, Border Patrol's not doing it. They're not going to go against American citizens. This is tantamount to an invasion by the federal government of its own turf. This is bizarre. But here's what's going on. So now all of a sudden they want to pull out the Constitution. When it comes to the Second Amendment, the Biden administration doesn't care. Blue states don't care. That's just a piece of the Constitution. But here's some other stuff that they disregarded from the Supreme Court, because now they're jumping and yelling about he can't disregard the Supreme Court. Well, wait a second. Folks, let me bring you back a couple months. Oh, that's right. Biden disregarded the Supreme Court decision about paying off student loans. He's paid off billions. Well, wait a second. Didn't the Supreme Court say he didn't have the right to do that? That's right. He only follows the laws he wants to. But Biden didn't pay him off. We the people paid him off. We the people. So we the people benefited the wealthy of this country, the donor class to Biden, by paying off their loans. Great idea. That's a beautiful country, right? So here we go. Well, wait a second. Hold on. Let me go back to another federal law. Wait, isn't there federal immigration law? Oh, that's right. The border of America. Sovereignty. Remember that word? They are totally ignoring immigration law. They are literally violating immigration law every single day, which are felonies, by traveling and taking people across the border, bringing them across the border literally, and then flying them anywhere they want to go to a place of their choice at the taxpayer's dollar. America's sovereignty in full effect under the Biden administration. The Biden Transportation Department, okay? They can't fix the roads. They can't fix anything. But, hell, if you're a migrant, you get onto the American soil, we can put you anywhere you want to be without a problem. That's assuming that most of the aircraft stays part of the aircraft. I'm not going to touch that this week, but that's pretty interesting. So what do we do? What do we do? Our FAA is out of control. Our airplanes are falling out of the sky. And if it's not the aircraft falling out of the sky, it's the piece of aircrafts. We're hiring people who are incompetent because of the DIE, diversity, inclusion, and equity. So keep hiring those people instead of the people who are qualified. If you're not qualified to be a mechanic on an airplane, I probably don't want you working on my airplane. But that's not what they're doing. They're all bragging about their DIE programs. Well, how's that doing? Well, you know what? Alaska Airlines has cost them $150 million, I heard. $150 million is what I read. That's what it's costing now to ground their fleet of Boeings. Why? Because of some hirings of incompetent people? Because of some little quality control? Well, it's 16,000 feet when a door falls off an aircraft. That's not a little quality control, folks. So if this were a computer right about now, I'd tell you it all. I'd be your assistant, and I'd tell you, pull the plug. Pull the plug. Reboot this government. You know, I'm going to do my closing argument here. We need to reboot this government. And what do I mean by that? This country is falling apart. Nothing in this country is making sense anymore. People are having everyday trouble in their daily lives. Nothing is being done to help them. Both the Republicans, the spineless Republicans, and the Democrats who are just lockstep. They keep talking about Nazis. They are acting more like the Nazi party than the Nazis were. They want to kill everybody that gets in their way. Ask Jeffrey Epstein about that. But people are in their daily lives are having trouble. So what do we do? There's more crime. There's more liberal activism from the bench. And I'm talking about judges. They're setting people free who have killed people. Because the society is crumbling. Because of the left progressive ideas that we let infest the government on our educational system. There's no longer any government by the people. Nor is it a certainty for the people. You should not be afraid of your government. The people in this country are being trampled on. And it's by our own government. The borders are? Forget it. She's ridiculous. She has no idea what's going on. The fact that she's second in command really irks me. The Democrats in this country will never experience behind their 30-foot walls, their private security, their details, the crime, the destruction, the inhumane conditions, the lack of education and proficiency in our public schools that our cities and towns are being devastated by right now, because they are the elite. They're the governing party. Make laws that apply to us, we the people, the Senate. How about the health care? Remember they were working on that? Well, you know what? Make them have the same crisis of health care that we have every day, and you'd see them fix it in a week. The open border jeopardizes America and its safety. And if you think the terrorists aren't piling over that border, we are in for a rude awakening. And this is going to create a major catastrophe in this country. We have already lost control. We've lost control of the media. We've lost control to the lefty loons. Only 96% of the media now report to be, I'm sorry, 96% of the media are liberals, and only 3% of the media admit they're conservative. Again, admit. Okay? Why? Because who are the violent parties? It's the left. It's not the right. You never see rights having riots. You never see conservatives rioting and burning cities down. It's only the lefty lunatics. But we're not in touch with the truth anymore in this great country. There's been no truth in 3 years. We're getting dumber and dumber each day. And based on what the media is feeding you, this is a dangerous concoction of a Kool-Aid-like drug that has induced a lack of literacy, skewed the brilliance that was once America, and formed a progressive idealistic alternative universe. It's an amazing effect, but it's a devastating effect to America. And we need to clean it up. We need to change course. Like I said at the beginning of the show, put your clothes on backwards. Because if we don't change it, this nation's done. You've been listening to Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark. Thank you for listening and have a great week.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.